Meanwhile, Syrian President Bashar Assad has once again warned that any strike on the country would risk igniting, quote, a regional war. In an interview with the French newspaper Le Figaro, Assad said any attack would only spread extremism and chaos in the, quote, powder keg of the Middle East. The Syrian leader also condemned France's recent war rhetoric against his government, saying Paris would face negative repercussions if it joins Washington in military action against Damascus. President Assad once again rejected the allegation that his government was behind the chemical attack near Damascus last month. He said the US and France have so far been incapable of providing a single piece of proof showing that his government forces carried out the deadly gas attack. Assad further said those who fund and arm the terrorists in his country are the real enemy of the Syrian people. Press News correspondent joins me from Damascus, Mohammed Ali. Mohammed, it's interesting, but what do experts say? Why doesn't Washington hand over the evidence that it claims to have regarding the chemical attack?
Yes, exactly. This is the point everyone is speaking about, and this is what the Syrian president once again renewed today. He said that the Syrian government has challenged the Western world or any country to bring one proof or present one proof of serious use of chemical weapons. And today, once again, the Syrian president said in his interview with the French Le Figaro that if the United States, France, or Britain had one single proof of course, their accusation on serious use of chemical weapons, they would have presented such a proof since day one of their accusations, and thus they have nothing to present. And Syria would continue protecting itself. And of course, once again, we have to say that the Syrian president made it clear that those who believe that they are powerful would stop wars, not ignite them. And he also said that any strike against Syria would increase the chaos and increase extremism. He pointed out that more than 80% of those militants that are inside the country fighting the Syrian government and people, more than 80% of them are Qaeda linked, meaning they are from Nusra Front or they are from the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. The president also said several important points in his interview. One of them was that no one can separate the interests of Syria from the interests of Iran, once again stressing the deep relationship between the two countries and the historic relationship. And of course, we know that both countries are allies. And we know that just a couple of days ago, a senior Iranian parliamentarian said from Damascus that a large part of cooperation between Syria and Iran is in the military sector. And we also have to say that the Syrian president made it clear that whatever happens, Syria will continue to fight foreign-backed militants on its soil. But the problem is, he also, of course, the president pointed out that there isn't one single place that the Syrian army wanted to enter and didn't enter. However, the problem remains the influx and of the foreign-backed militants coming from the states like Turkey and Lebanon, and of course we have Jordan.
Right, and of course, Mohammed, we know that you have been embedded in the Syrian army. You've accompanied them in several operations. You're quite familiar with how they operate. Just how strong is the Syrian army, do you think?
Well, the Syrian army is for sure a very strong one. It is one of the strongest in the world, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't have been able and capable to fight militants coming from 80 states with the weapons coming from those states and the financial support from there. So you can imagine how powerful those militants are, but how powerful the Syrian army is to defend itself up till this moment, more than 2 years up till the moment. So, yes, the Syrian army is a strong one. It will continue to fight those armed men. But there is one important point that the Syrian government also notes, too, regarding the advancement of Syrian army units on ground, which is that foreign-backed militants are using the civilians as human shields because, as you know, those armed men enter a residential neighborhood, occupy it, and take those areas as strongholds. This is one of the main challenges for the Syrian army.
Indeed. Press News' Mohammed Ali, a correspondent reporting from Damascus. Thanks, Mohammed.